Transitioning to Paleo Made Easy, episode number 20, with the wonderful Krishna Davenport.
You've heard all about this whole paleo thing, but you've wondered if it's really for you. You've been searching for someone to guide you along the way. Your search is over. Let registered nurse Marie Grace Berg lead the way with these inspiring stories of people who have been where you are. Welcome to Transitioning to Paleo Made Easy with Marie Grace Berg.
Suffering from digestive issues, chronic fatigue, skin issues, or nutritional deficiency? A leaky gut could be the root cause of these symptoms and more. Heal Your Gut with a 30-Day Gut Healing Kit. It is the perfect supplement to an anti-inflammatory diet, such as the paleo. Go to transitioningtopaleomadeeasy.com/healyourgut. That's www.transitioningtopaleomadeeasy.com/healyourgut. Yes, paleo fans up there, let's get started. I am delighted to introduce you our amazing guest for today, Krishna Davenport. Krishna Davenport is the founder of Baobab Wellness, an online portal that focuses on her paleo lifestyle and mind-body-soul connection of fitness. Krishna is the mom of two, wife and Wall Street career woman who believes in balance in all. Krishna has been practicing yoga for 15 years and is the creative mind behind the hashtag Yoga Yoga All. To our paleo fans out there, Miss Krishna Davenport, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
We are delighted to have you on the show, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. So Krishna, I really love your story and what you're putting out there to the paleo community. As a result of that, our listeners really want to get to know you, and I want to provide that conduit, you know, that bridge between you and our listeners. So here are some cool questions that we can talk about. Feel free to comment and time about them, but these are just general questions I have in mind. So let's start with you and your life prior to being on the paleo diet. Can you tell us more about you personally and share us what was your life and personal situation prior to adopting the paleo diet and lifestyle?
So it's interesting that I believe I've eaten a paleo lifestyle my entire life, but there was no name for it. So I grew up in Brooklyn, and my mother is from South Carolina. And so we always had a plethora of things like collard greens and kale and all of the things that are very popular in the paleo life now. My father is also exposed us to things like plantains and things, all of the fruits and vegetables that you could think of we had in my house. So that was always the biggest thing. I always lived a paleo lifestyle. There just was no name for a paleo lifestyle. I was a dancer with Dance Theater Harlem, so I was always moving and exercising. And my mom didn't believe in sugar products. So I always tell this story about I never had ice cream from the store. My mother made ice cream. So therefore controlling what was in it, controlling the sugar and things of that nature. As I got older, and obviously when I went away to college, you know, you break away from those things. I was a vegetarian for a little while, but I was still drinking things like Coca-Cola. So I'd have like a 72-ounce cup of soda, and it started to affect the way I felt about myself. I would get all of these headaches and various other things. So I guess when I was 20-ish, I decided to kind of abandon soda. I stopped drinking soda. I stopped eating red meat. And then I realized I started to feel better again. So there was no name for what I was doing at that point, or at least I wasn't aware of a name. I just happened to be eating very paleo without knowledge. When I moved into my first apartment, I completely abandoned it all. Like, I was eating grains and pasta because it was cheap, and I was newly employed, and my now husband was, we were all just kind of starting our careers. And again, you start to notice how it makes you feel. Even though I was practicing yoga, even though I worked out all the time, I still felt very sluggish and I felt very tired. And it kind of hit me again. I guess it was about 6 years of feeling that way when I stopped eating pasta, stopped eating grains, no more bread, all the stuff that I love, bread with butter, stuff like that. I just stopped eating it and again started to see how I felt better. So on some levels, I guess I've been tracking this all along. And, you know, it really hit home when I turned 30 because my husband was diagnosed with diabetes. And so we had to make a choice on what we were going to do. And that's kind of when the paleo lifestyle was brought to me first. Again, with the name this time.
All right, so you grew up kind of knowing that you were eating healthy because at home your parents were preparing food and you were active way in the beginning, and then you had these moments in your life when you were trying other food that, and you knew that it wasn't making you feel good or feel better about your body. You knew that there was some culprit, you know, when you took the grains or the pasta or the bread and those stuffs. And you knew that when you cut those, you started feeling better again. So you kind of had a gauge on, okay, what was the right diet for you? Whether you knew that it was paleo or not. Because a lot of our listeners, I'm sure, can relate to this. You know, some of them or a lot of them have been eating, be conscious of what they eat, but they didn't know what was it. Was it the paleo? It was only now that the word paleo and primal or like that is mainstream. So I love that you share that one, so our listeners can see for themselves how the experience of going from paleo or adapting the paleo lifestyle is. Now, what do you say was that defining moment that made you want to really start the paleo lifestyle and go full force with it?
It was definitely when on my 30th birthday, my husband called me from the emergency room. He was at work and was hit in the face by, he drives a truck, so there's something on the back of a truck called the winch. And the winch hit him in the face, and he was in the emergency room, and they were telling him that his blood sugar was very high. So we never really paid attention to that, because you're young, and you're just like, I'm going to live forever. And they kept telling him his blood sugar was high. And he was at the hospital for a big majority of the day, and his blood sugar never leveled out. And they then diagnosed him with diabetes. Like, they were like, we think that you are type 2 diabetic. And that was the defining moment when I knew that, not only for myself, because this was shortly before I found out I was pregnant, but not only for myself, but for my husband, in order for us to continue to have a long life together, we had to make some changes. And this is when I started to hear more about this paleo lifestyle, and then I made the decision to adopt it.
Wow, what a beautiful story. And I'm sorry to hear about your husband, but you know what, for our listeners out there, sometimes moments like this really happen that really wakes us up. Okay, I really had to make some changes right now for the sake of our health, for the sake of those we love. And for our listeners out there, the takeaway here is to find something that really inspires you to reach for your goal, whether that be for your health, especially for your health and in life in general. So thanks for sharing that one. So for our listeners to know as well. Now, your vision, I know you've shared what was that defining moment, but I would love for you to share, our listeners, what was your initial goal or your vision that drove you to succeed following the paleo diet and lifestyle, not only for yourself, but for your family as well?
I think my vision was the simplest human vision is that I just wanted to live longer. I wanted to be able to say, you know, I don't take medication, so any kind of medication, I don't take over-the-counter medicine or anything like that, but I wanted it to just be, you know what, I lived to be 100 because I stopped living this Western pill-dominated fast food soda junkie lifestyle. And that was it. It was just that pure. And I think most people who adopt paleo or are thinking about adopting paleo, that's the simplest thing. I just want to live a long, healthy life. And how do I go about doing that? And so that was it for me. It was definitely my husband being the catalyst. But at that point, I decided that we wanted to live a healthy lifestyle. And since I'm in charge of the food in the house, this is how we were going to do it. So it was a very simple vision. It wasn't something grand, like I want to be able to run marathons. Or it was just something very simple. A simple human want is that I want to live a lifestyle that is healthy and long.
Yes, and for the most part, I'm sure a lot of us share this vision that you had, that Krishna had. I mean, to live a long, healthy life. Who doesn't want to be that? I mean, that is one of my goals too. I mean, of course, there are other physical transformations that I want for myself. But the bottom line is, I want to be able to live longer, healthy, active, and be able to spend time with the people that I care about, that I love. So yes, absolutely, I love that. All right, now share our listeners what were those first steps that you took when you decided to really go full force on this, especially with your husband and with your family. I'd love for you to share what were those first steps that you took so that our listeners can see for themselves, okay, what am I gonna do first? Step one, step two, step three.
I think there's a post. I actually wrote a post on Baobab about that. What we did was we took all of the processed food in our home, and some of it we donated because we didn't want to be wasteful, but a lot of it we just threw it away. I just went through the house one day with boxes. I was like, donate this, throw this away. I had the paleo lifestyle book, and I would just read through what was good, what was bad, and we just started throwing things away and donating other things. And you know, it might seem crazy to some people, and I'm not saying that this is the first thing you have to do, but for me, at that moment, it was all in or not in, and so it was, let's just rid the house of everything that's bad. Other people can say, okay, listen, I have this stuff in my house, and I can't afford to just throw it away. I'm going to eat all of it and then get rid of it, but for me, it was, I'm either one speed or another. There's not too much middle for me. So for me, it was kind of like, we're going paleo. Everything's got to go. And we just went through the refrigerator. We went through the cabinet, you know, all of the cupboards and stuff in our home. And we just got rid of everything that was bad, anything that was junk. I'm sure my husband ate some of the bad stuff, you know, behind my back. But we did that. And then that was it. And we went to the grocery store that same day, and we just filled the house with, you know, organic meats and fruits and vegetables. And then we just didn't look back. We just haven't looked back. We faced some stumbling blocks, but we just haven't looked back. It's become more the foundation in my home, specifically now because we have two little kids. So, that was our jump. Like, we just jumped. And I'm not saying that everybody should just jump like us, but if you're a no in between kind of person, then just jump. It's scary, but just do it.
Right, exactly. And I am with you there, because I am as well. When I decide to go all in, I go all in. And really helpful, especially I'm sure for our listeners too, these steps that you have shared. First one is to remove all those processed foods mm-hmm. home in your fridge, empty the fridge of those food that are not supposed to be there, and then replace them with healthy alternatives. And for our listeners out there who haven't heard about paleo, or like, I highly recommend to you, do your own research and find out what foods are allowed, what foods are not allowed, so that you can start getting rid of those at home. Because that's one way for me that was really helpful, a big time. When I don't see things that are not supposed to be there, I don't have that temptation. I remove those temptations. So it's really important to create that environment wherein you have all those necessary things that you won't be tempted to eating, especially when you're hungry or like that. So it's really important to cut those or remove all processed foods that you have at home and start, and then refilling them, replacing them with healthy alternatives that this included on the paleo diet. So great tips there.
Yeah, one of the guides that I used was Mark's Daily Apple. And it was just sitting and able to read those stories and read the tips that he gave. They just gave me more motivation. So I recommend Mark's Daily Apple all the time. I use it. It's on my blog that's one of the resources, because he kind of changed our lot. He changed my life, and he changed it for the better.
Yes, I highly recommend that one as well. I mean, so they have a great community. They have a great forum there, great articles. And of course, he has great books, especially for the foundation of being going to paleo. If you really want to know more about the paleo, he has his books. He has a Primal Blueprint or Primal Cookbook. And yeah, there's also a ton of resources out there that we can leverage on, we can learn from, especially if you're just starting out, or you just wanted to know more about this paleo life, paleo diet and paleo lifestyle. All right, let's talk about some of the challenges that you face, or especially with your family transitioning to the paleo diet. You know, a lot of our listeners have a lot of questions on what were some of those challenges, especially starting on, so that they can see for themselves, okay, if this happens, then I know what to do.
So one of the biggest challenges for both my husband and I was the getting rid of sugar. I have a very wicked sweet tooth, and you know, I'm at work all day. I work kind of a stressful job, and sometimes I just want a cookie. And I had to break myself of that. How do I combat this craving without throwing away everything I'm building and working so hard for, you know, internally? So, again, we went the route of fruit. I started freezing grapes. Those were like, frozen grapes will kill any sugar addiction you like have. And I'm not saying you have to have this like fruit all the time, but if you freeze grapes and then you just, you know, eat them when you're having a sugar craving, that craving goes away immediately. We started to learn about other ways. Like, I'm a huge baker. I love to bake. We started to learn about how to, I could still fulfill that need for a cookie, but it didn't have to include grains and it didn't have to include sugar. So one of those things was learn about different kinds of flours, different kinds of sweeteners, natural sweeteners. And I'm not talking about stuff like agave and stuff like that. I'm talking more stuff like how to use honey and how to use maple syrup, those kind of sweetenings, and how to make that paleo cake taste just like a regular, what we know as a regular cake. So that was one of the big challenges. The other challenge was the doctors that my husband was seeing for the diabetes. They didn't believe in the paleo methodology. All they wanted to do was supply him with more and more pills. More pills, take this insulin, do this, do this, do this. So that was a huge challenge, because in this country, a pill fixes everything, is what we're told. But really what a pill does is, well, what's the actual problem? It squashes the actual problem momentarily. So those were the two biggest challenges. And the baking one, we figured that one out. And in terms of the diabetes, we just kind of stopped listening to the doctor. And my husband started eating the way I wanted him to eat. And we've seen results from that.
Wow, these challenges that you've shared, I'm sure a lot of our listeners can relate to it. Certainly I do, especially with number one, getting rid of sugar. I mean, that was like, yeah, I'm sure a lot of our listeners have challenged with this, but you are right, there are a lot of alternatives to it. And yeah, like for example, with Krishna, she loves baking. So you can bake, you can make those home goods, baked goods at home with healthy alternatives, healthy ingredients. But of course, I don't recommend that, even though you are on a paleo diet, that you're going to be eating this every day. But maybe every now and then, for example, on occasions, for example, or just reward yourself or like that, so you don't feel like you have been deprived of it. But they are still sugar for me. So it's not like you're going to be taking this on a daily basis. But you know, sometimes when you have that really big craving that you can't go away, then you can make those. And I love the idea of freezing grapes. I'm definitely going to try that, because I haven't tried that. I usually have them. I freeze vegetables to put it and fruits to put it on my smoothie, but I never thought about freezing the grapes and then, yeah.
But you just pop them in your mouth. It's almost like having a little grape icy.
Yeah, that's what I am imagining.
Yeah, and it's wonderful, and especially in the summer, it's just the best. Like, it's the best advice I could give people. In the summer is when you crave like sugar and salt, and because of the heat, and you just have those little grapes, and you just do that, and or adding like watermelon to your salad. It completely changes and it completely negates the need for other things. Like, I've had ice cream, and I've had ice cream this summer. I've had various other things, but it's stuff that is very paleo friendly. Ice cream that I've had to make myself. My ice cream maker broke. That didn't matter. I just used my blender and everything else. And it's definitely all about, you know, making, if it's the necessity, you find a way to make it happen. And you just have to try to be as dedicated as you can. I don't subscribe to always living 100% paleo. I believe in the 80-20 rule, you know, so every now and again, if I'm out and I want to have a piece of cotton candy, I do. Sometimes I regret it the next day because I'll get like an incredible sugar rush. And it's hard to come down from it. But I do believe that, you know, if you want this, you can just make it you make it happen. You just got to keep fighting. And every day is a fight to live a healthier life. It's not just one day I'm going to be healthy and then it all just falls into place. It's every day that you get up and you make up your mind. Instead of having that muffin, I'm going to have the eggs. And I don't even want eggs today, so maybe I'll just have some bacon. But, you know, you start making life decisions on a daily basis. And that changes things. It just changes things so awesomely and so quickly.
Yes, love that point. And especially for those who are just starting out, for our listeners out there, it doesn't have to be like 100% right away. I love when you said about 80-20 rule, because I do that once sometimes as well. I mean, sometimes I go 9-10 or 80-20, because there are occasions in our lives that we have to enjoy as well. I mean, we have family, we have relatives, we have community. So on those occasions, for example, birthdays or Christmas, I give myself some leeway. And then go right back to a clean eating afterwards. So yeah. That's okay. I mean, to me, if that's manageable for you, especially for those who are thinking of going to paleo, start with that one. Start with something that you know you'll be able to do and be committed to with it. Just what Kristen just shared with us, because in life, whatever you want to achieve, you really have to commit yourself and see for yourself the vision. See for yourself what the benefits are moving forward. All right, and on the note, I'd love for you to talk about how you measured your success. I'm really interested to hear also about your husband. You know, you obviously found success with a paleo diet. So I'd love for you to share our listeners, what were some of those benefits and transformations that you have in yourself and your family as a result of being on the paleo diet and lifestyle?
Okay, so one of the things, so we'll start with me and then we'll move to the big thing, which is my husband. He's like my success story galore, but we'll start with me. So I am very small, I'm 5'3". The most I've ever weighed was probably 120, and that was because I was pregnant. But with my last pregnancy, my 19-month-old, living this paleo lifestyle had me back into my regular clothes even quicker than with my first pregnancy, because I wasn't taking in anything that would bloat me more than pregnancy already does. Many people didn't even believe I was pregnant because I was carrying so small and so well. You could tell I was pregnant, but it was easy. My oldest has definitely adopted this. He's 8, has adopted this lifestyle of, you know, why he doesn't eat whole grains. And he's very vocal about it to everyone. I don't eat bread. I don't eat this. I don't eat that. And he understands why he doesn't eat them. He's helping me push that message to my extended family about just living a better lifestyle. Those are two big benefits for me, being able to stay healthy, maintain a weight that I'm comfortable in, and not so I can be skinny, but that so I can be comfortable. And the big story is when my husband first found out he was diabetic, they had him on 5 medications. We've gotten him down to 2. And I'm hopeful that in the next Before this year is out, we'll have him on none. He works out differently, whereas he was the king of going to the basketball court and being very hard on his body. I've got him to adopt a little bit of yoga to keep his back, you know, loose from being in a truck all day. And he swims more. He does short distance running with me, like sprints with me. It just kind of brought us all together as a family. Changing the lifestyle has changed our complete lifestyle, whereas we spend a lot of time plugged in. We don't spend as much anymore when we're together. I'm plugged in all the time because of work, but we know when to put the phones down. The paleo lifestyle has forced us out the house. We go in the backyard. We all play football. We all play, just run around. We all play frisbee. Things that I don't think we did as much before. So those are some of like the big, big deal things for me that have kind of changed my whole lifestyle.
Wow. Very inspiring story. And yes, for you, like even the benefits you have losing those baby weight, you know, after your pregnancy and not gaining so much as a result of sticking with the paleo diet, really helpful, especially for our listeners out there. If you are pregnant or like that, you know, I'm sure people can, a lot of our listeners can relate to this. If you have been pregnant and it was really hard to get the baby weight back to your normal weight. So with the paleo diet and lifestyle, not only the diet itself, but being active really helps on that. And then I really admire your son, adopting and growing up with it and helping to spread this word. I mean, I can't wait to see the kids really being active on this, being in control of their what they take, especially when they are in school, for example. Because it's really, I feel so... I can't describe the word. I feel like when I see all this food that they have access to outside, I feel like, oh, if there's only a better way. And then your husband, wow, congratulations for that one. I mean, from 5 medications down to 2, that is impressive. I mean, I have my mom, she also had a borderline blood sugar. High blood sugar back then, and I kept encouraging her little by little about the food, and like what you said, she was able to get off her medications. Luckily, she wasn't on too many medications, but from the last 2 years, she has been off her medications. So it's really important for our listeners out there to not lose hope, and especially if you have these conditions, to work with your physician. I mean, of course, the medical community is not really... Now, more and more now, the diet itself plays a big role, but we really have to be proactive with it to help ourselves as well, instead of just popping those pills and taking those pills helping ourselves with the diet and being active, and just what Kristen just shared with us with what he was doing with the husband. So great lessons in what you've shared. Thanks for sharing those.
And one other thing, I encourage pregnant mothers if you are pregnant now, this is a good time to start, because it's just giving your baby all the fresh fruit and nutrients and just all this great stuff that even though it's in those prenatal vitamins, which I say still take those, but it's in the food. It's coming directly from the food. So I encourage pregnant women to try to live a paleo lifestyle. And after you have the baby, if you're going to breastfeed, because all that good stuff is coming through the milk. And what else could you say but success? Mother Nature made your meal. That is what is fueling the milk. Mother Nature has built you to do this. And if you're able to breastfeed, because I know there are lots of women who struggle with it, but if you're able to breastfeed, you're only setting yourself up for success. Your milk will come in, and it'll be so delicious that the baby will want to nurse all the time.
Yes, and what would be better to start than before the baby is born? I mean, for the health of you, the mom, and the baby as well. Really big on that. Now, let's talk about one of the highlights of our show, and that's your advice for other people out there who want to transition to the paleo diet and lifestyle, or who already started and just couldn't maintain or go with it. You obviously got some lessons learned under your belt of experience. So take it back to the past. Say you're going to start all over again and you are in a group with other people who want to start the paleo diet, frustrated and confused and don't know how to get started. What types of special suggestions or advice would you give them so that they can take action on today? And if you can boil them down to your top three tips or advice, what would those three be?
Well, the first one and the most important to me is do not guilt yourself. We all sometimes set goals and then we don't meet them. But if we rely on guilt, we'll never actually meet them. So I've said to plenty of people who have asked me, well, how do you maintain this? You know, how do you keep doing this? Why do you keep doing this? One of the things that has kept me and even my husband and everyone in my life that I, you know, encourage to do this is to stop guilting yourself. Every time you don't do the thing you're supposed to do and you beat yourself up, you push yourself further away from your actual goal. So don't rely on guilt because it doesn't do anything. The second thing is clean out those refrigerators. Clean out the refrigerators, clean out the cupboards, clean everything out. Donate the food to people who need it if you just can't throw it away, but clean out those refrigerators. And the third tip and the most another really important one, I won't say the most important, but another really important one is living a paleo lifestyle is not just about the food that you eat. It's also about the way you conduct your life as a whole. So if you are trying to go paleo in terms of food, start with those first two. And the second thing you need to do is redefine how you move. Redefine how you exercise. When I started paleo with a group of friends, and because that's how it really started, it was a group of friends. We all decided we're going to do this. We started walking 20 minutes a day, then 30 minutes a day. And then the group was walking across New York City. And as you know, New York is a walking city, but we were walking from Midtown to Union Square because we were changing the way we lived. And that's really important, changing all of the way you live. It's not just about the food that you eat, because if you eat the good foods, but then you're sedentary, it's almost like a positive and a negative that just cancel each other out. So those are my three tips. Don't rely on guilt. Guilt is a dream killer. And you'll never reach your goal. It kills goals. It kills dreams. Clean out those refrigerators and replenish immediately. Go out and take a list of fresh fruits and vegetables and organic meats and that you can go and buy and that you'll enjoy. So, and when you do that, then you start learning about recipes. So that's kind of like 2A. And 3 is change your whole life, how you exercise, when you exercise, so that you have a complete and balanced life altogether.
Wow, great tips there that we all can take action in today. So let me just summarize them again. So the first one is not to guilt yourself or not beat yourself up, especially if you don't meet those goals. Be okay with it and then start again. And then the second one is to clean the refrigerators, clean the cupboards, throw away or donate those that you don't need. And the third one is to not only change the diet, but change your whole life. And I'm really big on this as well, to really incorporate movement, activity, not only for your physical well-being, but for your mental well-being as well. So great tips there that we all can take action on today. Now, what's one resource or book that you recommend our listeners that will help them to transition to the paleo diet and lifestyle?
The biggest one is always going to be Mark's Daily Apple. He changed my life, my friends' lives. He's really just been a great guide. Either his book, if you can't afford the book, just go and read the website every day. Every day, subscribe to his newsletter, because that's what kept me motivated. And it's on the days where I was just like, listen, I'm going to go have this something not so good for me from New York street vendors. It was his blog. It was his newsletter that kept me motivated and kept me going. So Mark's Daily Apple is definitely the biggest one I would recommend.
Yeah, so that's Mark's Daily Apple, and I'll make sure to have that on our show notes as well. And you can also Google his name, Mark Season, and all his books. I'm going to have them on our show notes as well. Last but not the least, Krishna, share with our listeners what's you are currently working at and what's one big benefit our listeners can get with your product or your service and where they can get it and what's the best way that they can connect with you, and then we'll end from there.
Okay, so right now, Baobab is turning into it's coming from just being online resource to I'm hosting several workout events to get people moving, to get families moving. So I created this offshoot called a Family Fit Brunch. So what's very popular in New York right now are day parties where people just go drink and eat brunch. And so I took that whole concept and made it about exercise. So families, your husbands, wives, kids, cousins, whatever, you can come out and you can work out. You can have brunch foods that are paleo friendly. We have a chef that we're working with, and it's probably the last one was $10. You come out, you work out, you have this amazing workout, you have this amazing brunch, there's a DJ, and you get to start taking that first step to being better. And you're doing it with your loved ones. So it's not like you're just on this road by yourself. You're on the road with people who love you and want to be better with you. So that's one of the things I'm working on. The hashtag Yoga Yoga Y'all is my inspiration about my life as a yogi and my love of hip hop music. And so for the last 30 days, I've been practicing nonstop. Like some days I take off, but I've been going for 30 days. It's going to be 30 days of me doing yoga. I posted some pictures on my Instagram, Baobab Wellness for Instagram. And it's also on Twitter under that same name, Baobab Wellness. And we're revamping the site right now. But in a few weeks, the site will be up live again with new content. And that's baobabwellness.org so that you can kind of follow what we're doing, what I'm doing out there, and just trying to make New York the healthier, awesome city that I know it can be.
Wow, very inspiring, and you sure have lots of exciting things happening there. So for our listeners out there, check their website, it's baobabwellness.org, and follow them on social media, on her Twitter, on her Facebook, on Instagram, and I'll make sure to have this on our show notes as well. And I highly encourage you to go check her website, sign up for her newsletter so you can be kept updated with what she's putting out there, and if you're a New Yorker, to check them out locally. I love that concept that you're working on. Really inspiring.
Thank you.
Right, Krishna. And by the way, for our listeners out there, all of these resources and the links that are mentioned in today's podcast will be made available in a beautiful infographic show notes at transitioningtopaleomadeeasy.com/ Krishna Davenport, or just type in her name on the search bar and it will find it for you. Again, the link is baobabwellness.org. That's baobabwellness.org. Krishna, thank you so much for being so generous in sharing your time and your inspiring story, for being a role model to many, and for bringing such a positive energy with our listeners today. To Paleo fans out there, including me, appreciate you and wish you more success in business and in your life.
Thank you so much.
No time to cook? No worries. Pete's Paleo delivers. If you are like me, no time to cook and no good at cooking, Pete's Paleo delivers farm fresh gourmet meals right to your doorstep. Order now at transitioningtopaleomadeeasy.com/delivery. That's www.transitioningtopaleomadeeasy.com/delivery.
Thanks for listening to Transitioning to Paleo Made Easy. Now it's time to get your quick and easy step-by-step guide to transitioning to the paleo diet. This beautiful free download includes the three most important things that you need to be focusing on in order to make the transition as smooth as possible. Ready to get started? Head over to transitioningtopaleo.com right now and begin your journey. And we'll see you next time.